Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 12th of September 2021. And at the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, and 28.525 by Tony, VK7VKT. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. And we start with some contest news. ALARA Contest, the 41st Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, or ALARA Contest, was held a couple of weekends ago, and logs are due with the contest manager by the 30th of September 2021. For more details, take a look at the ALARA website. And QSL News, report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA Inwood QSL Bureau. Now, the current list of cards, as held on the 20th of August 2021, is in the email version of this broadcast. And if you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman at email vk7bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. Rest members can collect their cards from the domain clubrooms if you let Herman know to deliver them there, and he can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. And also, Herman has heard from some amateurs having recently changed call signs. With those who have changed recently, please contact Herman with old and new call signs and the date change so that Herman can steer cards received in the right direction. Thank you to those amateurs who had already been in touch. 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, who is the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club next meeting, and it's a change of date and time. Due to the AFL Grand Final and the Scouts Yankee auction, the next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. next Saturday, the 18th of September, at our usual venue, which is the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Holverston. Afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, and this being a government-suggested COVID recommendation. We have single-package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend, and don't forget to use the QR code check-in on entry. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. Please note the new meeting start time from now on will be 1:30 p.m. And Club Outing 2, Sheffield Steam and Heritage Centre. The Outing 2, the Sheffield Steam and Heritage Centre, is planned for Saturday the 2nd of October, subject to the verification from the Sheffield Steam and Heritage. And barbecue facilities are available and prices are reasonable, and we expect to have a great day playing trains with Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, driving us around. Families are welcome, and let the committee know approximate numbers as soon as possible so we can give Sheffield an idea of how many will be attending. It will be a BYO food and drinks, although some food and drinks are available on site, and members will be notified when final details are available and final numbers need to be notified by the next meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, who is the news officer of the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. And news from the north, the SOTA and WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. and repeater update VK7RUN. Greg, VK7YAD, advises that the antenna and circulator work for run-3 delayed previously due to the issues with VK7RAA in the north, has been rescheduled commencing Monday the 13th of September, and further advice will be provided when testing is completed. For the duration of the work, run-3 will be unavailable, but better now than in the busy summer months. It will be interesting to see from anyone with current signal level measurements the difference in your area. And that's 73 from Greg, VK7YAD. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And we commence this week with a report from Idris, VK7ZIR, on the happenings at last Wednesday's Club Tech Nights. So, over to Idris. And I quote, tonight's session began with a project in progress from Stuart, VK7ES. Stuart is building a weather station with a radio link from the main sensor, which is called a SenseCap Orc S4, to a computer for displaying and recording. Stuart brought along the component parts of the link and the block diagram to show us. The link will be from RS485 interface using LoRa via Modbus protocol. There was much interest in the project and discussion of the Modbus aspect. Thanks, Stuart, and we hope that this has helped in your progress. Ross, VK7ALH, showed us an automatic antenna matching from the Kenwood transceiver that he is working on. A very interesting module with motor-driven capacitive tuning elements. He also showed us a collection of photographs accumulated from his time back in national service during the 1960s. The photos were mainly black and white and showed various elements while he was serving with the Signal Corps, dealing with communication systems and vehicle logistics in diverse locations. Each photo had an interesting story associated with it, and Ross had a lot to tell. Thanks, Ross. Our presentation for the evening came from Peter, VK7PD, who had taken delivery of a 10 GHz converter amplifier sourced from the Netherlands. This is one of the number of Peter's interests in the SHF amateur radio spectrum, and he described the specifications of the unit, which had an output of 20 watts and a rather narrow power supply from around 10.5 volts DC. Photos of the internal construction and schematics were shown on the large screen monitor, and Peter outlined the protection involved and showed us a small auxiliary module included with the converter, which provides all the safety features required. He also took us through the necessity of having a sequencer in the chain and its operation. A very comprehensive and immersive presentation. Thanks, Peter. One of our other Peters, VK7KPC, showed us his progress with the Slow Morse School, also running that evening. Peter had been getting to the club rooms early to beaver away in the radio room at his Morse practice with Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, and his students. Great effort, Peter. Well, that's all, folks. Until next session, 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. And just a reminder to all attending the club rooms that we have the Check-in TAS app at our club rooms. By registering and using the Check-in TAS app, we are complying with the public health directions by enabling our members to self-check-in at the club rooms. And repeater update. Hayden, VK7HH, NTARC Southern Repeater Officer, advises the following in relation to the VK7RTC update. I'm planning a site visit across all the sites soon. There is some work to be done fixing an IP issue at one of the sites at Grey Mountain. Mount Wellington appears to be running fine, but I'm concerned that the condensation has corroded the insides as I suspect the output power is down. The VK7RAA VK link is still on my bench waiting to be repaired. That won't take too long, hopefully, and I'll get to it next week. That's 73 from Hayden. Upcoming events, Slow Morse Course. Wednesday the 15th of September, your host and teacher is Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous TestNet and TechNet sessions. And if you've forgotten what they are, here they are. 1900 hours to 1930 hours on 3.580 MHz, and then at 1900 hours through to about 2030 hours on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? For those who want some extra help, this website is reported to be very good, and that can be found on the email edition. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Tech Night, Wednesday the 22nd of September at the NTARC Clubrooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. And Social Outing, Wednesday the 29th of September, Commercial Hotel, corner of George and Cimetière Streets. Meeting time will be 6 p.m. and the table has been booked under the name of NTARC. Menu is a la carte with quite an extensive choice and is reasonably priced. It can be viewed on their website. Please RSVP to the secretary at either of these email addresses, which is news@ntarc.net or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com, or jot your name down in the book on the Wednesday night session or coffee mornings, as numbers will be needed to be confirmed by Tuesday the 28th. Thank you to all those members who have already advised notice of attending. Events further afield. October General Meeting, Saturday the 9th of October, meeting to commence at 1400 hours or 2 p.m. Jota and Jotai, the 2021. This takes place from the 15th to the 17th of October, and Peter, VK7KPC, NTARC's Jota Jotai Coordinator, provides us with further information on the event. And I quote, Jota and Jyoti 2021 is celebrating 64 years of connecting scouts and guides by radio. Events taking place at the Rochelle Scout Hall commence on Saturday the 16th at noon and will run until 8 p.m. with the possibility of the venturers attending after 8 p.m. Sunday the 17th of October will see groups arriving from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and plans is that they visit for about 2 hours and the breakdown will see them spending half an hour utilising radio, and this will be followed by half an hour on the internet and half an hour outside locating those elusive foxes. Some Skype and Jyoti TV will be thrown into the mix, plus 10 minutes being allowed for cleaning up between activities. Also on offer will be how to make a Morse code trainer. Cost will be $20 each with a limit of 2 persons per group. This activity does not require any soldering. If anyone can assist with any of those 2 days, Peter would love to hear from you. He can be contacted by email at dodds.pc, so dodd, D-O-D-D, dot pc, at bigpond.com, or via mobile 0408 905 086. Coffee mornings currently held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms, and catch up time is 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. And these coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have cards awaiting collection. So why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat? Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times, enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net, all items to be received no later than 1700 on Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and Community Radio Station Technical Support. Being an amateur radio operator gives you some unique experiences, knowledges and skills, and ranging from operating computers to computer control to integration, interfacing through to knowing and applying radio transmission theory, radio frequency measurement, design and construction. And it is an end-to-end skill that is highly valued in many technical circles. These are skills that are very valuable to a community radio station. There are over 450 community radio stations around Australia, including 14 in Tasmania. Most operate through volunteer presenters and technical assistants who give their time and knowledge as a community service to enhance and reflect the diversity within our community. For more information, take a look at the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, or CBAA, website. Are you interested in taking your hobby of amateur radio to a new level and assisting community radio stations in a technical capacity? Well, contributing your skills, knowledge and experience to assisting organisations that are providing an important service to the community. Keeping a community radio station on the air 24/7, 365 is not a small undertaking and involves many different roles and responsibilities. On the technical side, there is much computer work based like scheduling, audio playouts on automation systems, establishing and maintaining computer networks, and building and imaging PCs. It also involves audio, computer, and communications interfacing and integration, equipment maintenance, and occasionally high-power radio frequency engineering work. Technorama is a national support organisation assisting community radio technical volunteers. They run training programs and provide other services, and their website is well worth a look. If you're interested or just curious, then we suggest you get in touch with Jim Parrish on email parrish_tas@bigpond.com for more information. And that's 73 from your Reese Committee. September Presentation Night, P25 Emergency Services Network Build. Please note, we have been asked to remove the videos of this presentation, both the Reese and the Ham Radio DX YouTube channels. 73 from the Reese Committee. And October Presentation, Military Radio and Antennas. On Sunday, the 3rd of October, from 12 noon, Reese are having a BYO barbecue lunch and then a presentation and demonstration on military radio and antennas. This presentation and demonstrations are being given by Peter, VK7KPC, and Kim, VK7KB, who are both avid collectors of military radios. We thank Peter and Kim for agreeing to give us this presentation, and see you at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms after the broadcast on the 3rd of October. 73 from the Reese Committee. And our November presentation, which is Digital Voice Hotspots. Reese's November presentation will be about digital voice, or DV, hotspots, with a focus on PiStar and OpenSpot 3. And a huge thank you to our resident DV hotspot expert, Scott, VK7HSE, who has agreed to give us this presentation. All you need is a hotspot and internet connection, and you can use your DV handheld anywhere and get access to your favourite talk groups on your favourite DV mode, which is DMR, D-Star, Fusion or P25. They are particularly good in aged care facilities where you can set one up and be able to operate amateur radio without having to find space for large antennas. This is all happening on Wednesday, the 3rd of November from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. See you there from 73 from the Reese Committee. And training and assessment. Reese's next Foundation Licence Training Course and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday, the 25th of September 2021 from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. And if you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reese Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391607 or emailing assessor@reese.asn.au. And check out the Reese Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the Reese YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And also check out the Reese Facebook events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And the DATV Experimenters Nights, and it was great to see some new faces along to the DATV Experimenters Light last Wednesday night. We had a focus on the Hermes Light software-defined radio. Justin, VK7TW, took the audience through a little history of the HPSDR project as a precursor to the descriptions of the Hermes Light. The history is long and illustrious to get to this Generation 2-3 SDR hi-hi. The Hermes Lite is a direct up and down conversion SDR running a 12-bit ADAC, which is an AD9866, running at 76.8 MHz and the DAC running at 153.6 MHz. It has 4x-slice receivers and up to 9 receivers dependent on the gateware variants installed. It has a maximum bandwidth of 384 kHz and has the N2 ADR low-pass filter board installed. It has a gigabit Ethernet, status LEDs, external clock ports for coherent modes experimentation. It has a low-power RF output of 0.5 watts for a transverter and has an antenna port which has a 5-watt output. There is also a push-to-talk out, open collector, a key push-to-talk jack, and no audio connectors. You use the PC audio or with a USB headset, or if you're using a control surface, use a USB dongle with an audio in-out. And Justin then demonstrated the Hermes Lite with his Pi HPSDR control surface. There was then a demo on the PC of the SDR console software, and later we put a better antenna onto the unit and demonstrated some real signals on HF. We then moved to Silos on the Air, or SIOTA activation in South Hobart. It was an activation of VK7-STT7, the Cascade Brewery Barley Silos. It was crap propagation, but Justin managed 9 contacts over 2 hours on 40 metres. However, Justin did talk to many mountain bikers about amateur radio at the site. We then showed the SG Labs 3.4 gig transverter that was part of a recent bulk buy. Justin showed the internal circuitry and connections, and there are some grid pack antennas on their way to us as well. Expect some significant 3.4 gigahertz activity in the near future. We finished with a presentation with a review of the latest Old Timers News, or OTN magazine, from the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, RAOTC. We then had some reminders of future presentation nights, and this week at the DATV Experimenters Nights, we will have more interesting electronics, some more on the Hermes Lite and the 3.4 gig transverter, a great 1980s WIA New South Wales Division projects book, and some interesting NBN recycling, plus more. See you then, and we get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Keep an eye on the Reece Facebook events for more details, and why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID Safe Clubrooms and see what we get up to. And a reminder that we go out on RF on 444.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC, and we also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 is from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And DX News, the Antarctic Treaty Special Event Station. To celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty signature, the Russian Robinson Club will activate the following special event stations, each representing a country that initially signed the Antarctic Treaty. Between October the 1st and December the 31st during this event. And the stations are R60ANT, which is Russian RG60ANT, Argentina RN60ANT, Norway RA60ANT, South Africa RJ60ANT, Japan RT60ANT, Australia RB60ANT, Belgium RK60ANT, the UK, which is RU60ANT, the USA, which is RC60ANT, Chile, which is RL60ANT, France, which is RZ60ANT, and New Zealand, plus a special call sign from Antarctica, which is RI60ANT. And the Worldwide Antarctic Program, or WAP, has already issued a reference number for each of the following special event call signs. Check the website and download the whole WAP reference numbers issued for this event. And QSL info is also included. Details about the special 60th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty Award is also available on the webpage. And that was sourced from the Southgate AR News. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA, WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. INTARC Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. INTARC Tech Night sessions, Wednesday the 22nd of September, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston. INTARC Slow Morse training, Wednesday the 15th of September, on TechNet frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, the Thursday, commencing at 10:30 UTC or 8:30 local, 8:30 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net, 144.190 USB. Reist Microwave QSO Party after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. And Reist WAGS Group, the Wednesday afternoon group, meets in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB RF and YouTube streaming. And the Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 5 p.m. And we move to events. NWTARC, 18th of September, club meeting from 1:30 p.m. at Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. INTARC, 29th of September, social outing at the Commercial Hotel, corner of George and Cimeter Streets, meet at 6 p.m. NWTARC, the 2nd of October, club outing to the Sheffield Steam and Heritage Centre with barbecue, and let the committee know ASAP if you're going along. Reist, 3rd of October, military radio presentation and demonstration with VK7 KPC and KB with BYO barbecue. Queen's Domain Club Room starts 12 noon with the barbecue. And INTARC, 9th of October, general meeting from 2 p.m. at the Rochely Club Rooms. And JOTA and JOTI 2021 from the 15th to the 17th of October. And Reist, the 3rd of November, digital voice hotspots with a focus on PiStar and OpenSpot 3 with Scott, VK7HSE, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, the newsreader, VK7ZIR. Repeaters, Reist, INTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC. The West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 VK7GS, 80 VK7JGD, 40 DVK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE and 10 metres VK7VKT. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com, and further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And on behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Justin. VK7 Tangled Whiskers.